Some couples desperately want a child of their own. Other couples are content without any. Both need our prayers and support. Those wanting children but unable to experience hurt when people ask them, "How many kids do you have?" Attending baby dedication, showers, or gender-revealing parties, they try not to drown in their personal ache. They feel shame when people assume which person is infertile. And how can we as the body of Christ pray and support the childless and the ones content without? We ask the one who gave us life to comfort and counsel both couples. Let's stop and pray for the childless by choice and not, to find lasting hope in the anchor of our soul and acceptance from family and friends. Father, we thank you that your word says to sing, O barren one, you who did not bear, to break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord in Isaiah 54. Now, though this verse was for Israel, and we understand that we can't just take any passage, we do cry out to you, Father, for those that are desiring to have a family of their own, to be able to have children and to parent them. Whether you perform a miracle in their lives, Lord, and grant them a child that is beyond what man says could happen, or whether they use other options that are available today, we pray that you would grant them wisdom and divine direction on what to do. We also ask that you would help those around those that have chosen not to have children to be accepted in that decision and supported and not judged. We pray for those that are childless and are in the process of waiting on a child, either from adoption or from other types of sources, to medical types of things to do. We pray, Father, that they will be able to handle the people around them that are conceiving and are having children, that instead of feeling bad that they don't, that they be able to celebrate them, knowing that one day you will grant their prayer and give them a family in some way. It may not be in the way that they expect, because often you do things, Lord, that are way beyond what we could imagine. So, Lord, we pray that you would fulfill their desires. Give them encouragement despite the barrenness they are experiencing, hope where there's despair. Help them to lean on to you when they are having to deal with naysayers and when others are putting them down or asking questions that are difficult to answer or painful to talk about. And even when they look at bedrooms they may have created to be able to have children in and they are empty, Father, may you fill them, because there are children out there, as we know, foster kids and others, that still need a forever family. And so, Father, we pray you would work this out, but help us to be supportive and caring and compassionate during this season, especially for both those that have chosen to be childless and those who are wanting children. In Jesus' name.